What is a healthy, balanced life? I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. God's desire for us is that we can live a full and abundant life in relationship to Him. Yet, life is full of situations and transitions which can shape and affect our growth, identity, and well-being. How we enter and navigate these transitions is often a mark of our overall health. For some, these times of change and transition may be marked by joy, hope, and anticipation, and for others, they may be marked by fear, grief, and discontent. It is important we, as Christ followers, have healthy habits and disciplines in place which encourage us to stay grounded and holistically healthy at all times, even amid life's transitions. The term holistic health considers the four primary aspects with which God created human beings: our physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual areas. Maintaining health in each aspect helps us prepare for and navigate through changes in our life. However, this is not a checklist. Perfection is not required in each of these areas before making a change or transition in life. The goal is to be stewarding each area in a God-honoring, balanced manner. The transition from singleness to marriage in a believer's life is a significant decision. As part of this transition, there is a shift in identity, as well as daily and spiritual responsibilities. When one is making this decision, there is value in pausing and reflecting on your holistic health, your physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual readiness. The Reflection Guide, page 19 and 20, can be a helpful tool to help with this reflection. Physical health. The Bible speaks to the importance of our physical bodies. We read in Psalm 139, verse 44, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" These verses reinforce the importance of taking care of the physical bodies God has given to us. Taking care of our physical health means we have a good sense of what our body needs to be healthy, including areas such as a proper diet, regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and adequate sleep. How we are doing in this physical realm directly impacts other aspects of our well-being. Emotional health. Our emotional well-being directly influences how we feel, think, and behave. "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Having healthy emotional well-being does not mean someone will not have any stressors, but it does mean someone will have coping skills and a level of resilience to manage through stressful times. Taking care of our emotional health means a person pays attention to what they are paying attention to. Thoughts impact how we feel, so managing our thinking patterns is important. Additionally, we show emotional health as we engage in practices to ease tension in the body and maintain a sense of calm, as well as the ability to be in the present moment. Relational health. Having healthy relationships is vital to one's overall well-being. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 states, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." This verse speaks to the benefit and support that happens within godly relationships. Engaging in relationships with others allows us to have good accountability and pushes us towards personal and spiritual growth. When someone lacks relationships in their life, discouragement and loneliness can set in. Taking care of our relational health means we are active and engaged in the communities God has currently placed near us, such as family, church, and our local community. Being active and engaged encourages relationships to be formed and allows them to grow in vulnerability, where we are both known and loved. This is where iron can sharpen iron and where we can be refined. Spiritual health. Maintaining focus on our spiritual well-being takes intentionality. A healthy spiritual life does not just happen. Rather, spiritual health is fostered with practices that help us stay rooted and grounded in Christ. Healthy spiritual habits in areas such as reading, prayer, worship, and service are known as spiritual disciplines. Taking care of our spiritual health means we are in communion with God as we spend time in these spiritual disciplines. This focus will allow the Spirit to do His work as we bear His fruit in our lives. Conclusion. Having a balanced lifestyle built on healthy, intentional practices allows an individual to maintain a sense of one's physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual well-being. Building these habits does not eliminate the ups and downs in our life, but these habits can act as guardrails to keep us moving forward and closer to Christ. Steady steps over many days build the foundation of a healthy, balanced life. And as life keeps moving and changing, this holistic health will provide a good lens to help us determine how ready we are for our next life transition. Appendix, Reflection Guide. Use these questions to reflect on areas of holistic health as you prepare yourself for a God-honoring marriage. By intentionally considering these aspects before marriage, you can lay a strong foundation for a lifelong, God-centered relationship. There's added benefit in talking through these questions with someone that knows you well, for example, a mentor, parent, elder/minister, etc., as they can give you counsel and increase your awareness of any blind spots you may have. Physical health. This includes physical well-being, stewarding sexual desires, and sexual health/intimacy. How do I prioritize my physical health? What area or areas do I need to improve my physical health? What health concerns do I have that may affect future relationships? How do I steward my sexual desires in a way that honors God and prepares me for a healthy marriage? Am I leading an overcoming life and maintaining accountability for any past or current sexual temptation? For example, pornography, masturbation, sexual history, etc. What is my biblical understanding of intimacy and its role in marriage? Emotional health. This includes emotional maturity, mental health awareness, communication skills, and coping skills. How do I handle stress and conflict? What are my coping mechanisms? Have I addressed past emotional wounds or traumas that might impact my marriage? Am I emotionally independent, or do I seek validation from others in unhealthy ways? Have I sought professional or pastoral counseling for any mental health concerns? Am I actively utilizing skills and tools to manage mental health needs in a healthy way? How do I cultivate resilience and patience in difficult circumstances? Relational health. This includes relationships with family, friends, and others in your community. How has my family background influenced my views on marriage? What cultural or societal expectations do I hold regarding roles and responsibilities in marriage? How do they align with biblical principles? How do I handle conflict in my relationships? Do I have a strong support network of believers who can provide guidance, encouragement, and accountability? What are my financial values? And how do I expect to manage finances in a marriage? Spiritual health. This includes various spiritual disciplines and overall spiritual growth in your life. How am I prioritizing my faith and spiritual growth? What are my expectations for prayer, church involvement, and spiritual leadership in marriage? How does my biblical understanding of marriage shape my expectations? As Christ does for us, am I prepared to extend grace, patience, and forgiveness in a marriage? Am I actively surrendering my desire for marriage to God's will and trusting His timing?